CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Your net control tonight is KQ4WHN. My name is Mark. My location is Greer. In the interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. It is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Formal traffic for the net, please call KQ4WHN or Net Control. For any announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KQ4WHN or Net Control. Nothing heard. We'll go ahead and start with the pre-net check-in folks that came to the website and did the pre-net check-in there on the website at brars.cc. You can not be able to make the net. You can always check in that way, and I've got a list here to go through that. Stand by. 4PLT, that's Richard. KF4CKT, that's John. KC4WGG, that's Patrick. KC4W, that's Bill. KO4ZEW, that's Ben. NC9V, that's Leon. AE4DJX, that's Wendy. AA4GH, that's Gus. W2AMD, that's Andrew. K4XMR, that's Mel. KG4PFI, that's Don, along with KG4QLQ, Linda. Now the pre-net check-ins, I've got K4OSH, Pat. KB2BYQ, that's David. KQ4ZWS, Christine. And KD4HEY, that's James. That rounds out our pre-net check-ins for tonight. I don't have any Echolink stations. I just checked. So what we'll do is we'll start with the HF group that starts every Tuesday night, and that's the India through Lima group, I through L. If the first letter after your number in the call sign starts with India through Lima, I through L, call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
WHM. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James. I'm on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'm going to be negative and negative, 1073 for each one of you.
24WHN. Thank you. Thank you again for calling the net for us tonight, bringing us all together. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, KQ4. Oh, let me check that. KC4MFK. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night.
WHM. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
There, and give everybody a chance to get settled in, and give me a chance to finish off the preamble, because I stopped short on that. I was supposed to say we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACQ portion. Everybody that just did that knows exactly what to do, so didn't miss anybody, but we'll definitely come back around and do that. So what we've got here is we've got KK4JFO, that's James, there in the mountains. I've got KK4JBQ Larry, and Larry, I couldn't bring you together if you weren't here to bring us some check-in, so I appreciate you and Donna doing that. Got KC4MFK Donna, And then KO4JKV, well, that's Duncan up there in Asheville. Thank you one and all for joining us tonight. I've got an Echolink station, so I'm going to pause briefly to see if we've got a need for an Echolink station to check in. Echolink stations only. Call KQ4WHN.
Net control. Please check in. Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa. Land in via Echolink Liberty. In and out.
Recognize KG4WNP Landon coming in to us from Echolink in Liberty. Thanks for joining us, Landon. I appreciate your participation. All right. No other Echolink stations that I can see on the horizon, so we'll go back and see if we've got anybody else in the India through Lima group. I through L. Call KQ4WHN or Net Control. On to the next group. That's Mike through Papa, M through P. Call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Trout. Evening, Mark. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4. Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont. Both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4. Mike Oscar, Quebec, Shell. She's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
For WHM, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4EQD. Location is Traveler Check Mobile.
Everyone on the net, sir. That's for these folks recognized. Net Control would like to recognize KK4ONO. That's Lorena, along with her husband, KK4DMW. That's Rick. And they bring their daughter, KK4MOQ, Michelle. Thanks, Lorena, for bringing the family. And then Chad and Stormy, you tested me there. I won't say a lot of static, but there was some interruptions from the atmosphere that was coming in and making it a little harder to hear you, but it was good enough. So we'll say welcome to Chad, KO4NUE, there in Campobello, and KR4DTC Stormy, there in Pendleton. Anyone else in the Mike through Papa group, call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Alpha Uniform, Arthur in Greenwood, Short Tom via Echolink.
This is the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Net Control would like to recognize KJ4UAU. That's Arthur there in Greenwood. Thank you for joining us via Echolink. All right, folks, I think we've come to a pause there, so let's... Quebec through Tango, Q through T, call K through... I can only mess up my own call sign. KQ4WHN, Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel November, or Net Control.
KQ4WHN. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. That's easy enough call. My name is Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative, negative, sir.
4WHN. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris Liberty, and I'll be negative, negative. Hey, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
W8N. Please check in W4SBX, Whiskey 4 Sierra, Bravo X-ray, Brad in Simpsonville, and I know negative, but I might stick around for the right two.
Hey, Net Control, like to recognize N0TR, Tom. KO4QLG, Chris. And W4SBX, Brad. Thank you one and all for joining us. Anyone else in the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, call KQ4WHN or Net Control. Silence means we move on. Now the group is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
WHN. Hello to you and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, no table.
Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Net Control would like to recognize N4ZLK, Shane there in Cleveland. Thanks for joining us tonight, Shane. Anyone else in the Uniform through Zulu group, U through Z, call KQ4WHN. And march through the alphabet continues. We are going to move to the top of the list here with Alpha through Delta, A through D. Call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
KQ4WHN. Good evening, Mark. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4WHN. Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4ACR, Terry in Moore, South Carolina, negative and negative. Good evening.
Blue Ridge 2 meter net, and Control would like to recognize W4DJW. Dave. Hey, Dave, I sent you an email. When you get a chance, let me know what you think about it. And then KR4ACR, Terry there and more. Terry, you are the most no-nonsense person to check in my short history of doing net control. You have a very authoritative voice, sir. I always pay attention when you talk. Anyone else in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, call KQ4WHN or Net Control. Nothing heard. Silence means we move on. The next group is Echo through Hotel, E through H. If that first letter after the number in your call sign starts with E through H, call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX, that's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
KQ4WHN. Good evening, Mark. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, KC4EZN, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. I will be negative negative tonight, Mark. Thanks.
Net Control would like to recognize KO4HKX, Patrick there in Penrose, and KC4EZN. Well, that's Harry up in Candler. Thank you both for joining us. Appreciate everybody coming in. We are up to 36 check-ins tonight. Let's see if we can do a little more. Anyone else in the Echo Through Hotel group, call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
WHN. Call on the net. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Mark. Appreciate you calling the net. No traffic, no comments tonight. 73 to everyone on the net.
Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Net Control would like to recognize AK4HR. That's Mike in Simpsonville. Thanks for getting in there, Mike. I appreciate that. All right. Now it seems like the time to open it all the way up. Alpha through Zulu. Zulu through Alpha. Anybody anywhere. Call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Control. Control, please check in. Kilo Juliet 4, Quebec Alpha Sierra. That's KJ4QAS. Name is Tom. I am located in Martin, Georgia. Thank you for calling that. 73s to all.
Again, it's Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, KJ4BKI. Jack over in Rock Hill. Y'all have a blessing.
Kilo Romeo 4, Delta Bravo Romeo, KR4DBR. This is Bowen Easley. I'll be negative and negative.
This is Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Net Control would like to recognize AK4HR, Mike. KJ4QAS, Tom. KJ4BKI, Jack. And KR4DBR, Oh, that's Bo. Thanks each and every one of you for joining us tonight. Anyone else? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Looking at a delicate pause and a chance for anybody else to pop in on Echo Link. I think we're where we need to be from the formal check-in portion. So this is KQ4WHN now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops between check-ins for RAG2s. Anyone, anywhere, have a comment, question, thought, or prognostication, call KQ4WHN or net control. Mark for comments, and that when that happens, I usually come up with my own. I spent 3 hours today training Microsoft partners on threat protection, so I'm really good at talking and not really saying anything for a long time. So, anybody have any interest in Meshtastic? Not really a ham radio topic, but something that might be interesting to bring up and see how many are looking into it, just as a an interesting technology that uses a very well-designed and ever-growing population of little low-power devices. My furthest reach on my little $40 Meshtastic device made it all the way to Virginia, which blows my mind considering it's the size of a credit card. Anyone with Meshtastic thoughts, call KQ4WHN or net control.
For WHN, W4SBX.
Talk to me.
Roger that. Mr. Mark, I have looked at prices of them, not real familiar with it, but I'm very interested in checking into it. I'm not real all that familiar how it works. I know when I was up in New Hampshire, I joined a club up there, and live here, but I was visiting up there, and they were doing a class on it, but I missed it, but I'll listen for your reply.
For WHN, yes, sir, that's kind of the nature of the beast. Is it's always changing, but the basic idea is that I have a little low-power node, and it can see out the window, and it can send signals. You know, it's line of sight, just like every other terrestrial radio, but if you've got good line of sight, you can get out a mile or two or more, and if you can find another Meshtastic node, well, then you can have the opportunity to have that node relay your message or your existence out to other Meshtastic nodes. And it's essentially text messaging without the phone company. And you can do things like pass along weather data, ambient light information, temperature, whatever your little heart desires. But here in Greenville, there seems to be pockets of it, but it doesn't seem to be quite as deep and wide as it is in some of the other areas. It looks like Asheville's got a fairly thriving community in western North Carolina. Once you get across the line, there seems to be Meshtastic nodes a little deeper, wider than there are here. But there is a brand new Discord, if you know what Discord is, for the upstate Meshtastic club, and they're trying to get new members and educate people on the whole process, and I'm just trying to figure it out along with so many other things that come alongside this hobby.
I'm good on QRZ, if you wouldn't mind sending me that information on the club or whatever that's called, but I'm going to ask you a question because I'm not really sure, but from what I understand, just like, say, my brother-in-law is a ham, and he lives not far from me, but just say he lived in Columbia or Myrtle Beach, like 4 hours, 5 hours away. If you got enough links in between my location and then his, can it just keep going and on, you know, if there's enough nodes or, you know, if you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've got family in the far-flung reaches of South Carolina, and I had that same thought, you know, as a secondary communication method. Could I make it to family in Columbia? And I think the honest answer to that is it could, but it probably wouldn't because there's a specific limit on the number of times that you can pass a message along, so the number of hops that it goes through. If you know anything about network routing and how all that works, it's kind of similar because you've got everything, every device that handles the message and passes it along adds to the hop count, and when it gets to a certain number, it just dies. So if you don't have a perfectly built set of repeaters in between you and your target, you're probably going to pass through so many hands it's just not going to make it. It'll time out, and that'll be the end of it. But in theory, if it was designed and everybody agreed that, hey, we're only going to have repeaters on towers, and we're going to have client in the car and client mute for the little devices in our pockets so they're not trying to pass along things. In theory, it could happen, but in reality, you're probably good just for the metropolitan area and maybe a little way beyond that. But let me take a breath. An add-on technology that's built into the Mestastic framework called MQTT that uses the internet and passes things along that way, and that you don't necessarily have to have it yourself. You just have to hit a node that can relay the message along. Still not a reliable way to get things at a distance, but it might be something that can pass something along to a family channel and be able to get something a little further than just a metro area. But I think they're looking at finding new and different ways to make this stuff work. The problem is that they get very saturated very fast. As the numbers grow and people don't set everything up exactly right, it can get noisy and then suddenly becomes kind of inconsequential because nobody can talk to anybody because there's so much traffic. It just it all just dies out. So it's a growing thing. It's more of an experimental thing, but that's kind of the fun part.
You were talking about the hobs. It kind of reminds me of the way you would set it up for APRS, but it is interesting, though, and I still want to check into it. And if I'm not mistaken, you don't have to have a ham license to use Mestastic. So if I have a mother or aunt, sister or something within a close proximity, they didn't have to be a ham. I could possibly, if everything else went wrong, maybe pass a message to them like that. I'll wait for your response.
KQ4WHN, the really neat thing about it is you can kind of build your own. There are a number of different board manufacturers that let you build the rig any way you want it. So the one that I just bought for $40 from a company called Seed Networks is basically, maybe two credit cards in height and width. Well, in height anyway. Width and length are exactly like a credit card, but that's the way it was designed. Does require a smartphone, but you don't even have to have a smartphone. You can get them where they're built like a BlackBerry, and they've got their own keyboard and display. So a lot of really different ways to go about this. You can build a solar repeater to put on the roof or throw up in the tower if you've got one of those available. Really just a bunch of different ways to attack it, and it's fascinating the different ways to come about it. So yeah, if you wanted to hand it to a family member, it runs in the 900 megahertz frequency. Not a license required. You just go out and play.
That's good information, Mark. Be nice to meet you one day. I can't remember if you live in Simpsonville or not, but I'm in Simpsonville. But I haven't been able to make a meeting yet at Broward. That's great information. There's also one thing that I'm looking into, but I don't know much about it. I don't think I'll need it, but is a talk radio thing. I guess it links to your cell phone, and you just use it like a walkie-talkie, basically, but instead of pulling your cell phone up. But on that, I'll let you respond, and I'll get out of the way.
KQ4WHN, that is a whole other thing where you're using essentially a dedicated device that connects to Echolink or DMR or something, and it lets you get out on the wave or the wire, actually gets you out on the wireless frequencies with a device that's dedicated to that task. So I know there's one called M1KE that's pronounced Mike, and that seems to have the fan and adoration of everyone that's bought one, but the starting point for that's kind of pricey. It's several hundred dollars, $300 or $400 if I'm not mistaken. But for those folks that, you know, want to be able to use their radio wherever they are, and hey, that may be on Wi-Fi in a basement, sounds like a cool idea to me. It's, whatever works and whatever gets you out there is what makes the most sense in a lot of cases.
Roger that. KQ4W810, W4SBX, I am interested in a lot of things. I'm a fairly new hand myself, less than a year, I guess. But there is so much to learn, and that's what I like about this hobby. But I'll be clear on your final there, Mark. Appreciate the QSO, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks for the conversation, and now is probably a good time to go ahead and go back and say, hey, does anybody want to check in? This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you haven't checked in, want to check in, you're anybody anywhere and you can hear my voice, now is the time to do that. Call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Now, KI4 Zulu Echo Tango, this is Harry in Greenville.
WHN. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride joint. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Control, this is W4, Norway, Texas, Quebec, Eddie, Simpsonville. It is out.
This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and I'm going to race right away and notify and acknowledge Whiskey 4, November, to Tango, Quebec. W4NTQ, that's Eddie. Eddie, it's always great to hear your voice. You make my night every time you join the net. Thanks for doing it. Thanks for being there. Eddie, if you're not aware, is one of our centurions out there on the wire, on the waves. I keep saying wire. But appreciate you joining us tonight, Eddie. Thanks for joining us. Net Control would also like to recognize KI4ZET Harry. KI4DOS, that's Gary, along with his pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. Anyone else want to check in, call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
KQ4WHN, KC4EZN, with a comment when you get around to it.
Hey, sir, you got the floor.
So just listen to you talk about Meshtastic. It's on my list. We've got I'm in Candler, which is west of Asheville, and the Helene took down everything up here except us. All of the law enforcement, emergency responders, and whatever are on that trunk system, which is internet, which guess what, didn't work. And several other things didn't work, like the cell towers went down, and it came down to what still worked was the ham radio operators up here, and I'm a member of Westcars, and we've had a problem. Had to go up and change the oil in our backup generator. It went down early on, but what Helene basically did was make everybody very aware of the lack of, and so what we've had an increase in our membership, and it's, a lot of it is some of the younger law enforcement, firemen, and people like that who, first of all, their radio only worked for themselves, and then if they wanted to check in with the wife and whatever, cell phones didn't work, and if they wanted to, you know, get out of the area, that didn't work. So there has been a renewed interest up here, at least, in both WinLink and Meshtastic, and the whole point is to establish a non-internet system that will allow us to have some kind of communication in the area, and then with WinLink, that would let us get out of the area with email, and fortunately for us, there was a gentleman over in Tennessee who could get into our repeater, and he stayed with us at least, I think, Saturday, Sunday, basically sending text messages for those of us that could get into this repeater. So that's just a comment that kind of reinforces what y'all were talking about. These things are new, they're low power, they don't require a license, and there's been a little bit of renewed interest in the GMRS radios up here. Again, for that same reason, when you look up and down the street where I personally live, our damage was pretty much zero, with the exception of no power and no water for a couple of 3 weeks. But just looking for information, and having those systems in place, and I know we've got one person up here who's put up a mesh-tastic node that's solar powered. So, you know, that's just a renewed interest, and that's the cause of it, is wanting some kind of way to communicate, having an additional way up here, which they can go down too. And if you get up here, you won't see much traffic on your mesh-tastic system, but you will see that a couple of miles down the road, one of your buddies has put one up too. And like you say, you can get some interconnection there. And with that, we'll turn it back to you. Just spread that kind of information around, because the more means we have of talking to each other, even packet radio, there's some renewed interest in some of that, primarily because that old technology like Winlink and packet, they're old, but they worked. And anyway, we'll stop right there, and I appreciate you calling the net. Like I say, just wanted to throw that out there. People that are interested in it, like I say, it's on my list. I'm just making sure that what I've got is up and running. Got a generator that works. You just said I talked myself down. Anyway, we'll turn it back to you. Turn it back to net control, KC4 easy and clear.
Thank you, Harry. I appreciate that. I'm a Helene Ham myself. That was my father was an engineer by trade, but a prepper before there was such a word. And we always had five-gallon bottles of water that stayed underneath the guest bathroom sink, and it was just all this stuff that went along with that. And I kind of went, it would be so hard. You know, I went through Hugo and saw, the only thing that stayed alive was the cellular network, but it was Helene that kind of reminded me, the cellular towers don't work if the cellular towers went down the river with everything else. So it's good to have options, and I like having options, and I've learned that that's not only something that might help in the time of a disaster, but it's a phenomenal hobby to keep me busy on the weekends and spend my money with things that maybe aren't going to hurt my health long term. But appreciate you contributing to the conversation there, Harry. And I don't know, it seems like a fairly low cost hobby to get into compared to ham. And you can, like I said, I spent $40 on my entry level unit. You can build a solar node from between $100 and $150. You can buy them pre built for that range. There's even a video on the on YouTube talking about, how you can go and grab one of these solar lights and convert it into a solar mesh-tastic node. So it's just another way of getting out there and communicating and finding a way to do something without the infrastructure that we all take for granted each and every day.
Infrastructure goes down, people and you're not used to it. I know I did one health and welfare check and a little apartment complex that I did not know existed. They pulled in that parking lot, and they were all sitting out talking to each other, planning a block party. I think it was 6 condominiums in this little cluster, and they all had food that was thawing out. And I pulled in with, they could see my car had an antenna on the top. I now know what it feels like to be jumped on. But they were just starved for information, and the amazing thing was these people didn't even have an AM, FM radio in the house. They had to go out in their car radio. And so, but anyway, that I can say, having an option and knowing that you've got a neighbor 2 houses up the street that's got a GMRS or something, there's a way to get out and find out the world hasn't disappeared, while you were asleep or whatever. Anyway, it's adds to the fun and keeps you interested. With that, we'll turn it back and I'll hush up for the night. And we'll let it go at that. Back to net control. This is KQ4EZN.
Gary, this is KQ4WHN. Definitely appreciate the ability to communicate when things aren't working. The stage of kind of FRS for getting me down the street, GMRS for getting me into and out of the neighborhood, ham to maybe get me even further if I've got repeaters that are tied together. If theirs are still working, I can maybe get further than that. I've got the HF rigs that can get me states or countries away. So, you know, having that escalated plan of communication is a great way to work when everything else is not working as it was designed. But there's a really good video. I believe the YouTuber is named Ham Radio Crash Course, and he interviewed the guy that basically acted as net control on the N2GE radio, or repeater rather, in Mount Mitchell. He just kind of called out one morning after the storm and went, "Anybody need help? Everybody okay?" And he spent the next 3 weeks being net control on the radio, never intending to do that. But there was a lot of folks out there that needed to get messages passed and help found. And it was a phenomenal story to hear him tell. And if you haven't seen that Ham Radio Crash Course, I think it was back in December, where he interviewed the guy that did that in that time of need. So very, very interesting thing. Let's go ahead and take a break here and see if there's any other check-ins. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net after all, and we are taking check-ins. So call KQ4WHN or net control.
Net control. Sir, please check in November 4, Alpha, Hotel Oscar. N4 AHO, this is Doug in Walhalla. Negative and negative, 73 of the net.
Control. This is Whiskey Delta 4, Bravo, Alpha Tango, WD4 VAT, Vince and Inman, negative and negative.
Romeo 4, Charlie Hotel Lima, please check me in and out. I'm sorry. KR4 CHL, this is Dub. Delta Uniform Bravo, Dub in Mars Hill. Please check me in and out. Thank you.
And I want to confirm that I've got your call correct. It's Kilo Romeo 4 Charlie Hotel Lima. Is that correct?
That is exactly right. KR4 CHL, back to net control. Thank you.
QSL, sir. Okay, so net control would like to recognize N4 AHO. That's Doug. WD4BAT, that's Vince, and KR4CHL, that's David. Thank you all for joining us. Always notice that there's a never-ending supply of check-ins if you wait around long enough, and certainly after 9:30, there's folks that are maybe just got done washing the dishes, turned on the radio, and found us just chatting on about something. So thank you guys for coming in and joining the conversation. My topic tonight, just because nobody else had one, is talking a little bit about Meshtastic and some of the other low-power options when you don't have a ham license, and maybe you don't have a ham budget, but you still want to be able to communicate. Meshtastic seems like a cool little option. I just bought a $40 device called a SenseCap T1000E, T1000 Echo. And I've got it to find about 120 different devices just kind of traveling around my little corner of Greenville here. And it's interesting to just kind of see what you can do with it. All right. So any other thoughts, comments, questions, ponderings, anybody else want to check in, feel free to give me a call. I'm KQ4WHN, or just ring out for net control.
WHN, W4SBX.
Answer.
I wanted to personally say that you're doing a great job running the net, but also on the GMRS subject, I have the license for that also, and it, you know, covers your family. But does the ham radio, does our ham radio license cover that band, or when it comes time to renew the GMRS, do I have to still get a GMRS license? I don't understand why a ham radio operator would need to have both. I'll wait for your answer, or anybody else can answer that for me.
Yes, sir, I think I can cover that one. I also have a GMRS license, but really didn't know anything about it until after I had my ham license. They are licensed separately. GMRS doesn't require any kind of certification testing. Nobody with a VE has to be involved. It's just you spend your money, you get your license, $35, and it licenses everyone in your immediate family, which means your cousins and your grandparents and your in-laws, and it's a pretty wide resource. You just have to all agree that you're going to use it, and even then, it's really when you're only, you know, only when you're using the GMRSE part of it, where you're hitting repeaters and whatnot. We've actually got pretty good coverage here in Greenville, and getting better. They've got a GMRS repeater on Mount Mitchell now after the storm. That seemed like a good idea, so they put one up there. And I don't use it on a regular basis, but I do have it as a fallback plan to talk to my kids and my in-laws and just make sure that we can get out there and talk. But no, your ham license does not cover GMRS and vice versa. They're licensed separately, and the FCC rules are different for that space, although it's really kind of similar. The permissions and the abilities just aren't quite as broad as they are in ham when it comes to GMRS. Ham gives you a lot more ability to experiment and do and reach out. GMRS is great if, you know, all you want to talk to is between Greenville and Spartanburg, or between Lyman and Nashville. You know, GMRS is great, and it'll do the job.
W4SBX, yeah, I just didn't know. I probably got 8 years left on my GMRS license, and I'm getting a little long in it too, so I don't know if I'll renew it, but, you know, it's only $35, so might do it. But anyway, thanks for the answer, the clarification, and I'll get on the side of KQ4WHN, W4SBX, quick.
We have warmed up the airwaves for a little bit here. Anybody else need to check in? Anyone anywhere? A through Z, Z through A. Call KQ4WHN.
Sir, please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Hotel Alpha November. KQ4, HKA. My name is Ken, Charlie Hotel Alpha November, my CPH is P. I'll be short time. Thank you for calling that, sir. Everybody has a good night. Good night,
sir. Ridge 2 meter net. Net control would like to recognize KC4HAN. Janet, go ahead and thank you for trying to round out my list. We're so close to 50, I can taste it. We're at 48 right now. So thanks for joining us here tonight. We've got a couple of minutes left in the hour, and I know people get really tired and ready to to wrap it in about this time, so I won't push it anymore. But I will throw it out there and say, anybody else anywhere have any other comments before we call tonight? Call KQ4WHN. All right, nothing heard there. Have I missed anyone anywhere for comments or check-ins? Call KQ4WHN or Net Control. Okay, nothing heard. So give me 1 minute. I will wrap up this conversation and send my net report in. Stand by. Gary, KI4DOS, is going to be running the net tomorrow night, and I'm sure he would appreciate hearing your voice as we get through the list and the roll call tomorrow. This is KQ4 now securing. Nope, I'm going to get my call sign right. I did it twice tonight. This is KQ4WHN now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for checking in, we'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 is everyone, and good night.